between regular meals. You call it what? Taking a little
between meal.
Yeah, between meals. You know, like you're not. It's not your dinner or your breakfast. You're just eating something in between. You call this
a lunch. A lunch or a tween meal. I wouldn't know exactly what somebody might call it. Call it a snack. Uh-huh. A lunch. Uh-huh. A tween meal. You know, you got some little thing they call snack bar. Go ahead and get a little something to eat tween your meal. So if you eat it at home, you'd call it a little snack.
All right, if you were talking about eating, you would say, if you want to tell me about your breakfast, you would say, what about your breakfast? I do what?
I want my breakfast.
No, I mean, if you were talking about what, when you eat and this kind of thing, you would say, I do what?
Oh, I eat breakfast at a certain time.
All right. And yesterday at that time, I had already what?
I had already eaten breakfast.
And last week, I... What
did
what?
Last week I ate breakfast
every day.
Every day at 7 hours.
Okay. All right, now what did you say you drink in the morning? Okay, now what do you drink when you're thirsty?
I drink water when I'm thirsty.
Well, you might say you do what?
You drink a glass of cool water, a cup of glass of cool water.
Now, if I ask you how much did you drink, you'd say what?
Well, I drink 2 or 3 glasses, maybe a pint sometime, because I'm thirsty to drink, maybe might drink a quart.
And then you might ask me, how much have you?
How much have you drink? How much have you?
Yeah. And we sure do what? You would say, we sure do what?
Well, we sure drink plenty of water.
Right. Now, when dinner is on the table and the family is standing around waiting to begin, what do you say to them?
Well, tell them dinner ready. Let's have dinner.
And if they were standing at the table, you might
let them be seated. Have.
You might just say.
Be seated.
Okay. If you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed, you say to them.
Help yourself.
Now. So he went ahead and did what?
He went ahead and served his plate with eating.
When you would say help yourself, though, he went ahead and did what?
He went ahead and went to eating. Serve. He went to serve himself.
If
you
were talking about help himself, then he went ahead and did what?
No, he went ahead to eat.
I know.
To eat.
I know what you're saying, but what I'm saying, if you say help yourself, then you would say he went ahead and did what?
He went on serve.
He went on.
He was gonna help himself.
Okay. And since he had already done what?
Since he already had helped himself.
Uh-huh. You passed it over to me.
Yeah, okay. He passed me the dish then.
All right, now if you decide not to eat something, you say what? I don't what?
Well, I don't care for any of that.
Okay. Now if the food has been cooked and served a second time, you might say it is what? It's been what?
Food is stale. No, spoiled.
No, suppose it's not spoiled. Suppose it's just Annalene cooked yesterday, and she served the same thing again today. You said she did what? She just did what with the food?
Oh, she just warm the same food then
so
cooked.
So you might say this food has been done.
Has been cooked.
Or for the second time, you might say it's just been what?
It's just been warm.
Okay. Now, if you put food in your mouth, and then you begin to do what with it?
Well, then I begin to chew.
Now, I asked you if a dish is made out of meal, cornmeal, you know, salt, water, and you just boil it. What is this called?
Yeah, well, people used to call it kush.
Or what else they call it? Putting this there?
Mush.
Okay. Now, did you ever take cornmeal and boil it, salt water, and eat it that way?
Nope. I never did do that.
What do you call peas, beans, and the likes? When you grow them in a garden?
Vegetables.